It is the Jim Rome Show, starring me, Van Smack. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family. Rocket can. Best part about this, and again, I've got nothing vested other than something to talk about. That's what I want. But I'm not an Eagle fan. I'm not a Bills fan per se. I don't have that kind of allegiance, although I respect both of them a lot. I mean, I like them a lot. But what I'm saying to you is when something goes down along the lines of what went down last night, two dominant efforts, and I've got toll-free phone lines, and I've got hundreds of terrestrial radio stations which carry this product, and I've got a satellite network which carries this product, and I have a television network which carries this product. What I'm saying to you is I have an enormous platform, and there are several zillion people listening and watching. Take advantage of it if that's your team. Get on the phone, pick it up, lob me a phone call, and let's do this. And so far, so good. 1-800-636-8686. We're 1 hour in. Eagle fan, you're going to get my thoughts in 1 minute. In addition to that, very quickly, if you're just now joining us, we've gone open phone so far. Coming up at 10:40 or 40 minutes from right now, PGA Tour golfer Sam Burns. Coming up at 11:40, one of the heroes of Arizona's comeback on the Raiders, Byron Murphy Jr. So I've got those two interviews, but plenty of time in and around all of that for you to hit me up and call the program. This says, Rome, if Josh Allen was a bad guy, I think that he would remind me of Brett Favre, David V in GB, 26-year clone. Yeah, I guess if you were to defraud welfare recipients of millions of dollars, if you were to send out dong pics, I guess so. If you'd have guys, if you'd hold teams hostage every year in the offseason and have guys get on the jet and come down and go dilla hunting, I guess so. If he told Percy he would do this, I guess so. Pants on the ground! Other than that, no, I don't really see a similarity. Bigger, stronger, stronger arm. Dude's incredible. Josh Allen is incredible. Like, I mean, I understand that the slinger, there wasn't a throw the slinger didn't think that he could make. Break it down. I understand the slinger would like to run around a little bit, but not like this guy. I mean, remember, it was not that long ago that we were saying that Patrick Mahomes is the freakiest dude ever to pick up a rock.
Mahomes?
And I still think he's incredible. 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 But I don't even think that Patrick Mahomes can do some of the stuff I'm seeing Josh Allen do right now. Then there's this, going back to Justin Jefferson. Hey, Rome. In defense of Justin Jefferson, he did have Kirk Cousins throwing him the ball. Just saying. Jay in Denver. Fair. Not only Kirk Cousins throwing him the ball, but Kirk Cousins throwing him the ball on a Monday night. What chance would any receiver have of Kirk Cousins trying to get them the ball on Monday night? However, don't you disrespect big play Slay. Don't discredit big play Slay. Jay, do not come in here with any big play Slay slander. Not having it. Not on this show. Not on my watch. Not as long as this is called the Jim Rome Show. It's not going to be any big play Slay slander here. All right, so before, and keep the phone calls coming. Keep chalk working. 1-800-636-8686. I want to take a moment. I want to give you my thoughts on what I saw last night from Philadelphia. I mean, coming into 2022, it seems to me you could argue that no other players were facing bigger make-or-break seasons for themselves and for the respective teams than a couple of former Alabama teammates, Tua and Jalen Hurts. Well, two games in, both former Tide quarterbacks are taking turns, taking a 2x4 to the heads of everybody who was hating on them and doubting their abilities. I mean, no joke. One day after Tua came up with a comeback for the ages in Baltimore, the man that he replaced as a starter in Tuscaloosa balled the hell out on Monday Night Football. So a question for all the non-believers now, where the hell are you? I gave Tua his props yesterday, and you're damn straight I'm going to give Jalen his right now, because this dude was lit at the link in prime time. Is it me, or has he already, just two games in, flushed all the questions about his ability to be a franchise quarterback and moved on?
You take you a deuce. You don't sit there and look at it. You flush it and move on. We're going to flush it and move on.
Has he not already done that with all the questions about him? Because this dude looked downright unstoppable right out of the gates last night. He hit five receivers on 5-for-5 passing, and he finished the drive off with this run.
A fake by Hurts, who runs over the guard, plows in on the hash mark. It's a touchdown on the first and goal for the Eagles. Touchdown run by Hurts. A masterful drive. A 3-yard touchdown run. And Philadelphia is on top.
That, of course, is Westwood One. And that was just the start. That was just the beginning. Hurts used his entire skill set of throwing, running, and imposing his will. Everything he had against Minnesota. A Minnesota defense, by the way, that had shut down the two-time reigning MVP Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay the week before. On the first play of the second quarter, Hurts found Jalen Reagor. Just kidding, Eagle fan. You like that? You like that joke? Sorry, I had to go there. No, that's not who he found. He found Kez Watkins, though, for a 53-yard TD and a 14-0 lead.
Fakes the handoff, drop back five, winds up, long pass, down the middle, he's got the receiver, that's a touchdown! Kez Watkins, looking over the shoulder, catch at the five, takes it in for six, and a 53-yard touchdown pass by Eagle quarterback Jalen Hurts to Kez Watkins. And the Eagles have gone up 13-0 early second quarter.
Jalen Hurts had it going all. He had it all going on last night. In fact, he's had it all going on the first couple of weeks. Listen, again, to the point. Watching him play in his first few seasons in the league, there were people asking whether or not he could beat people on Sundays with his arm. In fact, I was one of those people. And I wasn't hating or here to root against the guy, but I had questions. I think it was a legitimate question to ask. Can he beat you consistently with his arm? Again, there were never any questions about his commitment or his character or what an amazing teammate he was or the guy's work ethic or how badly he wanted it or his ability to lead. His intangibles were always off the charts. But could he beat NFL teams and NFL defenses consistently with that arm? That to me was the question, and that to me was a fair question. Hell, you got to think that the organization itself had the very same question. Why do you think Howie Roseman stockpiled all those number one picks? Because he knows he's a quarterback away from ripping another Lombardi, because that roster is stacked. And if Jalen Hurts is not that guy, then Howie's got the ammo to go get that guy. Well, the funny thing about Jalen Hurts is adversity is his bitch. It always has been. I mean, I'm as impressed with this guy's ability to overcome as almost anybody. That's just what he does. Remember, he was the starting quarterback at Alabama in two seasons as the guy at the school. He lost a combined two games. And in his second season as starter, he threw 17 TDs to just one pick. And then got replaced by Tua, of course. But it wasn't just that. It was the way he handled that benching. The way he handled no longer being the guy. Off the charts. You know what I mean? Like grace, humility. That could not have been an easy thing. It's never an easy thing. Not being the guy after being the guy. But the guy never became the other guy. The wet blanket. You know, the guy who became toxic. The guy who couldn't keep it to himself. This guy actually stayed around for another entire season before he transferred to Oklahoma and never once made it about himself. Never once, you know, for all intents and purposes or appearances, brought anybody down. Who else does that? Who could do that? Especially in today's world. In fact, in today's world, 99.9% are on the first bus out of Tuscaloosa, but not this guy. All he did is what he did this past offseason, apparently, what he does every offseason, and that's go to work on himself, go to work on his game. You know, the kid's always had that it. And now he's showing the world once again that development is important, and he's also showing the world you should never, ever tap the hell out on Jalen Hurts. And again, I know it's only two games. So I'm going to keep that in perspective. But here's what this guy has shown in those two games, and even more importantly, last night on a really big stage. He had not been that good in the pocket as a passer in the NFL previously. Well, if we're being fair, not only had he not been that good, he had been below not that good.
Below not good.
But that was then, and this is now, and apparently no one told Minnesota because the Vikings dared him to beat them, and he did. They zoned him up like most teams had, and he beat that too. He was making deep throws, timing throws, throws with touch. In other words, he was making pretty much every throw. So what I'm saying is, haters, I mean, give this guy some bleeping credit for real.
For real.
Last night, he threw for 333 yards. He threw that touchdown pass. He ran for two more in that beatdown of the Vikings. And get this. Look who leads the league in yards per pass attempt. Look who is 10th in the NFL in rushing. Like, I'm not sure if you know this or not, clones, but I'm kind of big now into this gambling thing. I actually have a gambling podcast. It's called Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. You know, I'm a little biased, but I would tell you, it's a damn good listen. Sometimes I think it's better than this show. Yeah, I said it. That good and so good, you should check it out. And you know what? If you don't mind, can you give it 5 stars? But anyways, gambling. So this AM, I start thinking, man, Jalen Hurts is not only looking like the Eagles franchise quarterback, and yes, I said that. Not only is he looking like that, this dude's putting up MVP-type numbers suddenly. So I fired up my DraftKings app, and what do you know? Dude is now the third bleeping choice to win the MVP award at plus 800. Jalen Hurts, a guy that there were all these questions about, is suddenly now third to win the MVP award on DraftKings app, behind only Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. He's ahead of Justin Herbert right now. Jalen Hurts is ahead of Justin Herbert. He's ahead of Lamar. He's ahead of the guy who replaced him as starting quarterback at Alabama, Tua. I mean, I know, only two games, but an amazing story. The only person who may have proven his doubters even more wrong at this point could be Hurts' head coach, Nick Sirianni. Remember how incredibly awkward and weird this guy was when they hired him? And that was one of those cases where weird was not good. Weird was awkward. No disrespect, coach. Actually, yes. Disrespect intended, coach. You were awkward in the beginning. However, outside of Coach Ritt, Hackett in Denver, I'm not sure anybody ever has appeared to be more in over their head from this guy in the beginning. Remember old Rock, Paper, Scissors, Nick?
Scissors. Let's see how competitive you are.
This guy literally was having players rock, paper, scissors it to measure their competitive drive.
Rock, paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are.
And we killed this guy for it. We put him on the clock. And what do you know? It worked, Nick. Apologies, my man. Apologies to you.
Less thinking equals talent takeover.
Less thinking does equal talent takeover. In fact, that's going to be my new saying. Less thinking equals talent takeover.
Less thinking equals talent takeover.
Man, put that on a poster and hang that up on a wall. Hell yes, coach. I am sorry it worked. Because look at you right now. Your team looks Super Bowl legit. Your quarterback looks like a franchise guy and a viable MVP candidate. You know what? Less thinking does equal talent takeover.
Less thinking equals talent takeover.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Let me tell you something. Those stiffs on the other side of the glass, fellas, we're doing this all day now. The XR4T, yeah, we're doing this
rock,
all
paper,
day
scissors.
Now. And remember, Ritt, less thinking equals talent takeover.
Less
you should know that.
Equals talent takeover.
Hey, just don't go and bleep the bed in D.C. That's all I'm asking. Philly. After all of this hype and all this respect and love I just poured all over you, do not go and bleep the bed in the district and lose to the guy of all guys that you got rid of for Jalen. Because if you do, if you lose to Carson Wentz after all of this hype and as great as you look last night, if you do, we will all be flushing all that credit, all that respect, and all that love we just gave you right down the toilet and moving on to questioning you all once again like we were before.
We're going to flush it and move on.
Hey, Eagle fan, how great is it to think you can now use that stockpile of number ones on something other than a QB? Man, that's got to feel great. You know, maybe even you can select another Rager over Justin Jefferson again. Just joking, Eagle fan. Relax, man. No, seriously, Eagle fan. I mean, I just spent upwards of 15 minutes of my national platform giving you love and respect and hype because you deserve it. You earned it. So my question, where are you? I love that roster. I already did, but I'll say it for the record now. I love your QB1. You're good. Your team is really good. Maybe even Super Bowl good. So get up in here and take advantage of this international platform and talk about your team and what last night felt like. I'd love to hear from you, Eagle fan. Sarah is in. Except remember, she's not just Sarah. She's even saltier Sarah.
Bench the salt.
At Saltier 2022. It's a good handle. Quote, every kid is New England. You mean in New England? Every kid in New England is watching Josh Allen and not Mac Jones. Listen, I mean, it's kind of unfair to compare Mac to Josh Allen. It's kind of unfair to compare anybody to Josh Allen right now. But let's not forget all the raps on Josh Allen coming out. Let's not forget all the raps on Justin Herbert coming out. Fast Eddie tweets, Jim Rome and the Big Head Betts. Rolls off the tongue much better. Yeah, no, not really, Ed. You had your chance to name the show, and you did nothing with it. Stop trying to name the pod when it's already named, and it's a smash hit two episodes in. Why are you trying to name the pod still? Jim Rome's Big Head Betts. You didn't get it. I went with the most obvious name because that was always there. I wanted you to kind of punch it up, show me something, and you couldn't. You were not good at that. Like, you're not good at naming horses. Yet you're still trying.
Below not good.
It's done. It has a name. It has a place. And it's a damn good product. Much as all of our products are damn good products, this just happens to be the newest of our damn good products. Listen, if you like gambling, if you like football, if you like something smart, if you like something funny, if you like some bleep talking, if for whatever reason you like James Kelly, if you like me, how could you not love that podcast? Jim Rome's Big Head Betts. And then you get down, and if you think, you know what, Rome, you don't know Jack.
Everybody get down.
Nor does that guy that you roll with who can't even speak the language. He knows even less than you do. Well, that's true. But either way, if you think neither one of us have any idea what we're doing or talking about, fine. Fine. Fade us. We're here to make you money. If you don't believe in us, fade us. Bet against us. Or if you're open to it, don't. But just listen to it. It's really good. You think I'd be hammering this thing if I didn't feel good about that product? If I thought that I rolled out something that was crap, believe me, I wouldn't be talking about it. I would not be talking about it. Like, I feel like what that pod is, I feel like I've got a runner. You know, back in the day, another horse racing analogy for you. When we owned the late, great Shared Belief, every time that super freak got in the gates, I felt like we were going to win. And you know why? We did. He won 10 of 12 races. The only two races that that super horse did not win was one time he suffered a severe injury, and the second time he got hammered coming out of the gate in the Breeders' Cup Classic, and then hammered again 100 yards up, and still ran an incredibly game fourth. This is how I feel about our pod. We're not, that pod is not the Shared Belief of gambling pods. I'm just saying I feel good. Every time we release one, it's going to be entertaining. It's going to be smart. It's going to be something you're going to say, you know what? I like those guys. I like that. That's fun. So check it out. That's why I'm shilling and pitching that thing so hard. I'm also going to ask again, stop trying to name it. It's already got a name. Just find it and listen to it and get down and make money on it. That would be the smart thing to do. All right, so where are you Eagle fans? Where are you Bills fans? Anybody else want in? Hit me up. Steeler fan, I have not forgotten about you. I wish I could sit here and say I'm going to hype you up, but I'm not. You got problems. You got real problems under center already, no matter what Mike Tomlin has to say. So we'll get into that topic too. And I want to get into how weird, just how weird the vibe is with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Whole thing feels really weird to me right now. All of that still ahead. Speaking of the NFL, it is in full swing at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win, but get $200 in free bets if they do. Plus, everyone can boost their winnings with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Right now, for every leg you add, you can boost your winnings up to 100%. With payouts bigger than ever, why would you bet on football anywhere else? Why? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code ROME to get $200 in free bets if your team wins. When you place a $5 bet on any football game, that's code ROME only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You do have to be present in state where lawful to wager, 21 or older in most eligible states, but age does vary by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. Bonus issued as free bets, one boost per eligible game, 10 plus, leg required for 100% boost, opt-in required, deposit parlay, and wagering restrictions do apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Guaranteed phone call coming up in a moment, so we'll get a phone call or two in this segment really quickly. I've got Sam Burns, PGA Tour golfer, coming up next segment. Byron Murphy Jr. coming up next hour. And right now, quick question. Hey, listen, why is Old Trapper beef jerky so amazing? And why are we doing the What's Your Beef segment tomorrow? Because we do it on Wednesdays. There is something to be said for a family business which stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Do not be fooled by other brands. All beef jerky is not the same. I know I've said this, I'll say it again. Don't look at it and say, oh, it's just the same. Beef jerky is beef jerky. No, it's not. Make sure you choose Old Trapper where you can actually see the quality right through their iconic Clearview packages. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender and never tough, because they use only the best ingredients from their lean strips of beef, seasoned with top quality spices to their real wood-fired smoke. Old Trapper is delivering quality in every single bite, and it comes in four mouth-watering flavors. Four. They're all amazing. Just choose the one you like best. If you're having trouble choosing, get one of each. They come in 4-ounce bags. If you know which one you want, get the big boy, the 18-ouncer. That way there's enough for you and the entire team. If you don't see it, ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef? And again, in season, look for that tomorrow. The beef segment is a great segment. Let's go to the phones. We go to Buffalo. Again, in market, on topic, Rich in Buffalo. What's going on, Rich? How are you?
Jim Rome, Richie Bones in Buffalo, New York. Thank you so much, man. I am a longtime listener, over 15
years. No.
Dude. You don't like that car.
I don't like that car.
My brother.
Not a very good car.
I hate that. Sometimes I hate the rule. Sometimes I hate the rule. The rule is no self-glossing. And when I say, hey, Rich in Buffalo, what's going on? You said, Jim Rome, it's Richie Bones in Buffalo. I've been a listener 15 years. You really think I want to run a guy with great energy who's been listening for 15 years? What if that guy now thinks to himself, you know what? Screw you, Rome. Bleep off. 15 years I listened to you and you did me like that. Rich, I so hope that's not what you're thinking. And you know, because if you've listened 15 years, you know the rule. There is no self-glossing. There's almost no rules on this show. Have a take, don't suck, don't self-gloss. There's not much more than that, really. But you just did. You self-glossed yourself, Richie Bones. And I had to run you. I didn't want to. I hate myself for doing it. I almost want to change the rule so that doesn't happen. That guy was so loyal to me, too, and the energy. 15 years. You talk about biting the hand that feeds. I just kicked that guy right in the junk. But a rule is a rule. Alvy, have you added him to the fam yet?
Levi the Trash Man.
Dice Man.
Loney Carter in Spokane.
The Axe.
Bighorn Falling Ball.
Jay Dizzle.
Manny Cheeseburger over here.
Shot Caller is Van City.
Lone Prophet.
The Grump.
The Grouch.
Moldoggy in NorCal.
The Dougler.
Zookeeper.
Roaster. Garbage Man, Brad.
The Cracker Jack.
G Money.
Sexy Rexy from New Mexico.
The Red Dog.
Horse Monkey. Tree Frog.
G Money.
B Man SD. Bow Down.
Z Man.
Titan Woman.
His Silly Rabbit.
Barracuda.
The Muscle Shark.
Denver John.
The Horse Whisperer.
Main Man here.
The Bread Man.
Tony the Bartender.
Tombo.
Smokehouse.
Habo Ed.
I'm a desert dog. They call me T-Rush.
Rockin' Rodney.
Hey, it's Mad Max from 219 in Indiana.
Rude Dog from North Topeka.
Jim Rome, Richie Bones in Buffalo, New York. Thank you.
No.
Dude. You don't like that car.
I don't like that car.
My brother. Wow. And don't tell me you want to run with the Muscle Shark. You cannot self-gloss. All right? Before I go to break, let's see if maybe this guy can pick us back up. And Rich in Buffalo. Well, that's too bad. My man, meet your new friends. Meet your new fam. Let's go to Buffalo quickly. John in Buffalo. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, how you doing there? I just want to talk about this team. I think they're better than they were in the early 90s, in my opinion, this team. I think it's... It's a great feeling here in Buffalo with the team we got with Josh Allen leading the way. And I remember the Cali days. They were great, but there's something's different with this team. I just feel it. You know, it's 30 years later from what I experienced in the early 90s, and everybody's so fired up here in Buffalo, Jim.
You got it, John. Okay, so I really like that question.
Hey, John.
Hey, John. Bills fans. Do you feel better about this squad? I love the question. Do you feel better about this squad than the, quote, Kelly days? Do you feel better about this squad than a squad that was loaded up with Pro Bowlers and Hall of Famers? Do you feel better about this squad than a team that went to the Super Bowl four straight times? And I've never clowned them for that. I mean, definitely disappointing. And yes, you want to cash one of those in. But I've always said this, and I'll always stand by this. It takes a damn good team to lose four Super Bowls. It really does. Are you ready to say that you feel better about this team? Now, is that some recency bias, or do you really think they're better? They're better. I mean, there was a crazy electricity about the K-Gun days back then, weren't there? In fact, I would say early in my career, I have vivid, vivid, vivid memories of getting on 690 AM and saying, I would literally bet my life there's no way the Giants beat the Bills in the Super Bowl. It can't happen. It cannot happen. I had never been so sure of anything early in my career as that game, only to see them go down. But do you feel better? I mean, that was so amazing and so electric, and I thought indefensible and unguardable and unstoppable. Thurman Thomas running wild, Andre Reed doing his thing, Bruce Smith terrorizing quarterbacks, Cornelius Bennett. I mean, so many amazing things. Jim Kelly, toughest guy alive. Good offensive line. Brilliant coach. I want to know, Bills fans, because you know, and for those of you who are old enough to have lived it, do you really feel better about this crew than that crew? I mean, I know you're excited right now, and there's been some lean years. Do you think that on paper and on the field, they're better now than? Like, do you think Josh Allen to Stephon Diggs is more electric even than Jim Kelly to Andre Reed? Because it would have seemed like absolutely sacrilegious to ever say that if you're a Bills fan. All right, so when we come back, Sam Burns joins me. I got to get out right now for that. We're going to talk some golf next.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I am Jim Rome. Welcome back. Having a big day. Spent the first half of the program talking about the Bills and the Eagles. I still want to talk about the Tampa Bay Bucks, and I want to talk about the Steelers. Coming up next hour, Arizona Cardinals cornerback Byron Murphy Jr. But as promised, we're talking golf right now. We are joined by a four-time PGA winner. He is ranked number 12 in the world right now. First-time President's Cup player. The President's Cup is going to take place this week at Quail Hollow Club in Charlotte, North Carolina. So it is a big week. We are joined by Sam Burns. Sam, it's great to have you on. How are you?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on. Looking forward to it.
I appreciate that, Sam, but looking forward to it myself. So you earned your first President's Cup invite. How much does that mean to you, and how fired up are you to tee it up at Quail Hollow this weekend?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here. Obviously, you know, I think we have a great team. It's definitely one of my biggest goals coming to this year was try to make this President's Cup team. And I think it's going to be an awesome week. We're going to have a ton of support here at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, and just really looking forward to the week to start.
I think you just nailed it. And I want to talk to you about the team in a minute, which you referenced, but you yourself are having an enormous year. And as you point out, this was one of your goals. You checked that box off. How are you hitting them right now, and how do you feel about your game heading into this weekend?
Yeah, everything feels great. I had a good prep at home the last couple of weeks, having the last couple of weeks off, so it's nice to be there. And then to show up here at Quail Hollow, the golf course is in perfect condition, as expected. Greens are nice and fast, and golf course will be playing long this week, so I think it'll be a great test for us.
Sam Burns joining us right now. Sam, you're having a year where you've got three wins in the last 11 months alone. What's been the biggest difference for you personally, maybe the biggest reason why you're having the year you're having?
Yeah, I think, you know, going back to last year, to start the year, I've been close to winning a couple times, and then, you know, finally being able to get it done at Valspar. I think it kind of propelled me into this year, you know, having the confidence to know that down the stretch, I was able to get it done there, and kind of leaning back on that experience and building off of that definitely helped. And then I think, the work we put in the offseason this past year and kind of throughout this year, just continue to work on some same things and trying to find, you know, little areas to improve is kind of the main thing we did.
Sam Burns joining us. Obviously, the format's different, and you get to play with the guys. In fact, what about that? How anxious are you to get with the other fellas instead of trying to beat each other's brains in week in and week out the way you normally do?
Yeah, right. I think it's obviously unique in the sense that, you know, most of the year, pretty much the whole year, we're playing individual golf amongst these pretty much the same group, or a lot of the same players that are here. And so
you know, it's cool to be on the same team as them, you know, be able to partner up with them and play against the international team. So I think it's going to be an awesome week. I think it's going to be really fun. We're going to have, you know, like I said, great support here in Charlotte. And I'm just looking forward to getting the week going.
Sam Burns joining us. Sam, speaking of a team format, you come from a sports family. Your father and your brother played college football at Louisiana Tech. You yourself played football growing up as well. So ultimately, how did you end up with a golf club in your hands as opposed to a football?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, I always thought I was going to be an NFL player. And then quickly realized that that probably wasn't going to happen. But also, you know, growing up, I played a good bit of golf and got involved at a fairly young age and kind of fell in love with the game, you know, as a kid. And, you know, I grew up with a lot of great players and grew up, you know, around David Toms. So I got to learn a lot from him. So that was huge for me. And then, you know, kind of progressing through high school and college and having the opportunity to play professionally was always a dream of mine. And so, you know, now to be on the President's Cup is it's a huge honor for me.
Sam, obviously you're obviously a really good athlete, and you're known on tour as being one of the more competitive guys. You mentioned David Toms and how much you learned from him. Like, what were your biggest takeaways from the time you spent with him growing up?
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest thing with David is he was so willing to share information. And still is to this day. I actually called him a couple weeks ago to ask him about a couple things, but I think, you know, him, you know, willing to share and teach me and, you know, any question I have, he's so open to answer, and whether it's golf or, you know, handling life on the PGA Tour. Just being able to learn from one of the best to ever play, it's been so huge for me in my career so far.
So what's the most challenging thing about life? You mentioned it, life on the PGA Tour. Is it what happens on the course or what happens off the course?
Yeah, it's funny. I think, you know, you almost live kind of two different lives because, you know, you're out on the road so much and you kind of build community with people out here. And then also you have, you know, your community at home and you try to keep up with them. So I think it's trying to balance those the best way you can. And we try to make sure whenever we're home to spend time with friends and family and see them as much as we can. And then try to make life on the road as simple as possible. So it's definitely something we're trying to get better at and continue to learn and improve on, but it's been a blast so far.
I get that. Sam Burns joining me for a few more moments. You've got the President's Cup taking place this week at Quail Hollow Club in Charlotte, North Carolina. Sam, I understand that you don't play this thing on paper, but on paper it looks pretty one-sided in the sense that you've got all 12 U.S. players who are in the top 25 in the world rankings. The Americans generally have dominated this event. I would ask you this, how confident are you in this group overall?
Well, I think the international team has heard for a while that they're the underdogs and that no one really has given them a chance to win. And so I think they're going to come out with a little fire underneath them and give us, you know, their best each and every match. And so, you know, I know that we're going to have to go out there and compete really hard and give it ours. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's going to come down to the team that can win the really important holes out here and ultimately, you know, win the President's Cup.
Hey Sam, share this story before you go. Back in 2018, when you were a PGA Tour rookie, you were paired with Tiger Woods at the Honda Classic in Florida. You had never played with or even met Tiger before. You shoot 68, two shots better than Tiger. Tiger had a lot of positive things to say about you afterwards. He told the media, among other things, you played, quote, beautifully. What was your takeaway from that experience, and what do you remember most about that day?
Oh, yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday. You know, obviously growing up, I watched Tiger a ton. I can remember, you know, sitting around and watching endless amount of YouTube videos of him as a kid. And so, you know, to have the opportunity to play with him was unbelievable. So I remember, you know, going out there that Sunday morning and getting to the golf course, and I was, you know, freaking out the whole time. So we get out there, and I remember walking to the first tee, and, you know, maybe like two or three people clapped for me, and there was about 5,000 people on the tee. And he walks up, and it sounded like LSU just scored a touchdown in Tiger Stadium, and it was just people going absolutely crazy. So we tee off on the first hole, and, you know, I'm so nervous, and I'm trying to think of something I could say to him to kind of lighten the mood. And so I kind of put my arm around him about 20 yards off the first tee, and I looked at him. And I said, man, it's crazy all these people came out to watch me play today, isn't it? And we gave him a good laugh. We had a good laugh about it. And,
that's great.
Ultimately went on to have a great day that day. So
that's funny. I love that. That's really funny. You mentioned LSU, Sam. Yeah. So since you did before that, let me get your thoughts. You played there. You played really well there. How are you feeling about the LSU family and that football team this year?
Yeah, you know what? First game was tough. We just couldn't get really gain much traction. But I think, you know, if you look at Brian Kelly and his track record everywhere he's been, he's won. I think he's a great coach. I think, you know, it's just going to be a little bit of a transition, you know, from where he was to LSU and kind of getting everybody on board and squared away. But, you know, I think he's going to do a great job. I think we'll just give him a little bit of time and kind of get everything settled, and we'll see what happens. But I believe in him 100%.
All right, so this is not – I want to be very clear about this. Last thought, this is not a condition of the interview, but I want to ask you about this. You've been involved with Compassion International's Fill the Stadium initiative. It provides food and medical care and support for kids around the world impacted by COVID-19-related shutdowns. It's backed by many pro athletes. Why is this particular cause so important to you?
Well, I think, you know, for starters, when you think of, you know, kids and – you know, not them not knowing where their next meal is coming from, or you know, having just so much adversity in their lives at a young age. You know, for us to partner with them and so many other people just to help in any type of small way that we can, I think it's great. I think what Compassion does is unbelievable. They've had such an impact on so many people and their families and kids, and we support them 100%.
Good for you. I like it. He's a four-time winner on the PGA. He is ranked number 12 in the world and a first-time President's Cup player. Once again, the President's Cup is taking place this week at Quail Hollow Club in Charlotte, North Carolina. Sam Burns joining us. Sam, really appreciate the time. Good luck. Have a great weekend. Hope you and I can do it again soon.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too, Sam. Take care. Good luck. Sam comes off very, very humble, which he is. This guy's got a fire about him now. Make no mistake. He's a really competitive guy. Extremely competitive. Really good player. So good to talk some golf. Good to get him in. Coming up next hour, Byron Murphy Jr., who made a play. Not very often you see a guy house and walk off an overtime game in a comeback like that. And he did. And it almost got away from him when he crossed the plane. So we'll get into all that. Arizona with that enormous comeback on the Raiders. Byron Murphy Jr. coming up next hour. All right, so that's not until 11:40, though. What that means is I've got open phones for the first two segments. The first half hour of next hour belongs to you as well. I want to get in the Steelers. What do they do at quarterback? You might have seen Big Ben defend Big Mitch, but he's about the only one. I'm not doing it. That's coming up, and I want to get into also Tampa Bay and how weird things are there. Yes, they're winning, and it's a good thing they are winning because things are really weird there right now. All of that, and the telephone number is 1-800-636-868.